Home Study Lesson, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 72 through Section 76, Verse 80, or Unit 16. Preparation material for the Home Study Teacher, Summary of Daily Home Study Lessons. The following summary of the events, doctrines, and principles students learned about as they studied Doctrine and Covenants, Section 72 through Section 76, Verse 80, or Unit 16, is not intended to be taught as part of your lesson. The lesson you teach concentrates on only a few of these doctrines and principles. Follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit as you consider the needs of your students. Day 1, Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 72 through 74. As students studied the Lord's calling of Newell K. Whitney as a bishop, they learned that callings to serve in the Church of Jesus Christ come from the Savior. They also learned that bishops and branch presidents manage the temporal and spiritual affairs of the church in their wards and branches. While learning about the Prophet Joseph Smith's work on the inspired translation of the Bible, students identified the principle that little children are holy, being sanctified through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Day 2, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 75. By studying the Lord's instructions to a group of elders in the church, students learned of the blessings the Lord gives to those who are faithful in proclaiming the gospel. From the Lord's counsel to a separate group of elders, students discovered that the Lord commands us to be diligent in all things. Day 3. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, Verses 1 through 49. As the Prophet Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon pondered the meaning of John 5:29, they were given a vision from the Lord. Before studying the vision, students discovered principles pertaining to the Lord's willingness to reveal truth to us. As students studied the first part of the vision, they identified various doctrines about Jesus Christ and Satan. Students also learned that through the atonement of Jesus Christ, all of God's children, except the sons of perdition, can be saved from both sin and death. Day 4, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, Verses 50 through 80. While studying what the Prophet Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon saw in vision pertaining to the celestial kingdom, students identified eternal blessings that will be given to those who receive the testimony of Jesus and keep His commandments. Students also discovered that we can be made perfect through the atonement of Jesus Christ. By comparing the differences between the celestial and terrestrial kingdoms, students learned that if we are valiant in the testimony of Jesus, we can obtain the celestial kingdom of God. Introduction. This lesson focuses on what the Prophet Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon learned about the Savior and the celestial and terrestrial kingdoms through the vision recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76. Suggestions for teaching. Note: to help students in their efforts to memorize the Scripture Mastery passage in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, Verses 40 through 41, you may want to recite it with them at the beginning or end of this class. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, Verses 20 through 24. Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon see a vision of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. For the devotional hymn, invite the class to sing, "I Know That My Redeemer Lives." The words of this hymn may help students feel the power of the principles they will learn today. Invite students to consider the following situation. While sitting in a class at school, your teacher begins discussing world religions. When Christianity is mentioned, the teacher asks if there are any Christians in the class who would be willing to share their beliefs about Jesus Christ. If you were in this situation, what would you say you believe and know about Jesus Christ? Point out that we can learn many truths about Jesus Christ in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76. Help students review the context of this revelation by asking the following questions. What were the Prophet Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon doing before they received the vision recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 76? If needed, encourage students to review the section Introduction. Who did Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon see first in the vision? If students cannot remember, invite them to scan Doctrine and Covenants 76 verses 20 through 24 to find the answer. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 76 verses 20 through 24 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for truths Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon learned about Jesus Christ. What truths did Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon learn about Jesus Christ through this vision? Invite a student to list the responses on the board. Students may identify a variety of doctrines, including the following: Jesus Christ is a living, glorified being. Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ are distinct personages. Jesus Christ is the only begotten of the Father in the flesh. Jesus Christ is the creator of this world and other worlds. And we are begotten sons and daughters unto God. To help students better understand the last principle, you may want to invite them to read Mosiah 5, verse 7. Which of the truths listed on the board can you testify of? How do you know it is true? Consider sharing your own testimony of the Savior. Remind students the Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 22 through 24, is a scripture mastery passage. Ask them to name others to whom Jesus Christ has appeared, besides the prophet Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon. In their home study lesson for day 3, students were assigned to find cross-references to the other accounts in scriptures where prophets testified of seeing the Savior. For examples, see Exodus 33:11, 1 Kings 11:9, and Isaiah 6, verse 5. See also Matthew 5, verse 8. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 50 through 80. Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon see the celestial and terrestrial kingdoms in vision. Ask students to name some places they would like to go for a vacation or holiday. List their responses on the board. Circle one of the destinations listed on the board. Ask students to describe the path they would need to travel in order to arrive at the selected destination. Select another destination from those listed on the board that is significantly different from the first destination you circled. If you follow the path you described for the first destination, will it take you to this other destination? How does the destination you choose influence the path you must take to get there? Invite students to open their student study guides to the Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, Outline of the Vision Diagram, in the lesson for day 3. Please refer to the diagram on the bottom of page 275 in Home Study Lesson for Unit 16. How does our discussion about paths and destinations relate to the vision recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 76? From this vision, we learn about the paths or choices that lead to the eternal destinations that are possible to each of us. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 76, verses 51 through 53 aloud, which describes the path to exaltation in the celestial kingdom. Ask another student to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 72 through 79 aloud, which describes the path to the terrestrial kingdom. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the paths to the celestial and terrestrial kingdoms differ. What are some of the differences you noticed between those who inherit exaltation in the celestial kingdom and those who inherit the terrestrial kingdom? One of the significant differences students may have noted is that those who inherit the terrestrial kingdom are not valiant in the testimony of Jesus. Ask students to review Doctrine and Covenants 76, verses 51 through 53, looking for the principle taught in those verses. Write the following incomplete principle on the board. If we are valiant in the testimony of Jesus, blank. From what you learn in verses 51 through 53, how would you complete this principle? They may use other words, but students should identify the following principle. If we are valiant in the testimony of Jesus, we can receive exaltation in the celestial kingdom of God. To help students better understand this principle, discuss the following questions. What do you think is the difference between having a testimony of the Savior and being valiant in that testimony? What are some actions and attitudes you would see in those who are valiant in their testimony of the Savior? What has helped you to be valiant in your testimony of Jesus Christ? Share your testimony that each of them has the potential to receive exaltation in the celestial kingdom. Invite them to ponder if the choices they are making are leading them to the eternal destination that will bring them the greatest happiness. Encourage them to be valiant in their testimony of Jesus Christ. Next unit, Doctrine and Covenants 76, verses 81 through 119, and sections 77 through 83. To prepare students for their study during the coming week, you may want to invite them to consider the following. Why does the Lord expect more from those who have received more light and knowledge? In addition to finishing their study of the vision given to the prophet Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon, recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, In the next unit, students will learn what the Lord expects of those to whom He has given much. Students will also read the explanation of the four beasts referred to in Revelation chapter 4, verses 6 through 9.